Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me on the 16th day of December 2023. We're going to talk about a hefty subject today. Hefty. What is spiritual transformation? This comes from our friend Linda in Los Angeles. She's been with us a long, long time. I want to thank her for her kind responses and always willing to offer a question on the bead of her life here. So she goes into a kind of a deep email about her own life, which I am not going to talk about, but basically trying to do this thing, this spiritual thing, without a teacher. And basically it's because she's cheap. She just doesn't want to do counseling. She doesn't want to pay for anything. Everything's got to be a freebie for her. And she just doesn't get it. So there are a lot of people like this in my life, believe me. So I understand all of this. I make no excuses, and I don't sit there and go, I understand, it's okay. It's not okay. So let's talk about spiritual transformation and what it's all about. One of the things that you must be, if you're going to awaken, if you're even going to bother to awaken, is you must be generous. Transformation, spiritual transformation, is the ability to transcend my ego, my vanity, my fears, my pride, my insecurities. And most of us are firmly rooted in low self-esteem. I know people who give lectures and talks and are ministers and all sorts of things that have very low self-esteem. And I can tell you why. People who have low self-esteem, now get this, are always seeking vengeance. And anything that allows them to have some sort of inordinate pride. Those two elements bring about a great deal in a person's life. They bring about circumstance conditions as mere consequence for their actions. So Linda, what is spiritual transformation? It is dropping all that familiar fear that you find so deeply significant for your own life. Something that makes you feel secure or makes you feel insecure to feel secure. Something like that. That's typically what it's about. And when you understand that, when you are aware of that, that is when you find great difficulty in your life. Then you have found the consequence of your living. So, what is it about, shall we say, transformation and learning how to be generous, how to be kind? Here's the deal. You've got nothing to lose. You've already lost, Linda, the biggest part of yourself. You've lost the greatness of yourself. You have. By being cheap, by being unkind, by being vengeful, by being prideful, by going into victim, thinking you were a victim to someone. All of that is just immaturity on our part. And it's very common among human beings. All humans are inhumane. And those who seek their humanity are inhumane. Humanity over love, over awakening, over spiritual awakening. Most people are in that genre, and they miss their entire life and everything that is deeply important because they're so busy trying to protect themselves. And I have seen and had done to me vindictive things that, you know, are just unnecessary. Who has the maturity to stop and ask themselves, do I really want to do this? Is this going to awaken me? Or am I seeking some sort of vengeance that I think will somehow equal the situation or teach that person a lesson or whatever? I have seen it a million times, both in men and especially in women who love to be vengeful. They really do. They get off on it. But what they just don't seem to realize is it doesn't work. It doesn't bring them closer to the meaning of their life, the significance of their living eventually, as I talked about yesterday here on Aspire. So try to understand something here, Linda. You keep going the way you're going. You keep living the way you're living, being cheap, and you don't want to be told what to do, as you state. And you think you can get this by reading and reading books and studying and thinking and then trying to do what you call a form of meditation, which probably isn't meditation at all. There's no way you can meditate when pride and vengeance are running your life. With all that being said, that's where you are. And that is going to become circumstance in your living eventually. Now, if you want to live like that, if you want to live in that kind of circumstance and conditions, far be it from me to try to help you, because I don't see you as a sincere person at all. I see you as a looky-loo, and there is nothing wrong with that. If that's the way you have to live this life, that's the way you have to live this life. It's perfectly legitimate to me, but don't be asking for quote-unquote special favors or blessings because you intellectually understand this or you think you intellectually understand it. Don't be expecting anything out of the ordinary, because it isn't going to happen. And not because you're being punished, but because you have withdrawn from the principles and the providence of spiritual awakening. And that is what transformation is all about. It's what I call giving up the ghost, giving up the ghost of my fears and those secret droning thoughts that we all have, and start living in not the confines of my pride and ego, but away from the pride and the ego. And when you're willing to step back from the emotionality of it all, then you have something. People who are highly emotional do not do well in a spiritual practice. They just don't. It's impossible for them to do well. And the reason being is that their emotions get ahead of their insight. In fact, their emotions precede any chance for insight, and hence they lose the significance of their living. And people don't know when they lose their significance because they're so busy in the pride, the vengeance thing, in making up stories and rumors and all sorts of innuendos about what's right and wrong, morally good and bad. They get so busy and wrapped up in all that they miss what it is to awaken. It takes discipline. You have to want to step away from conventional thinking, conventional beliefs. You have to want to move away from it, not go into it, and not make your own rules, which you and many other people do. You guys make up your own rules as to what is spiritual, what is a practice, what you should be looking, what's fair, what's right. You think you know? Really? You think you know? Look at your life. Look at where you are in this world. Look at the body that possesses you, that eventually will kill you because it's going to urge you to do many things that you are determined to do that you don't have free will to understand. You can't stop them. Robert Sapolsky's book, Determined, The Science of The Lack of Free Will, is a very important book, and you should be reading it, Linda. You need to start at the basics and go from there. And if you can do that, which you can do, then you will start to see a different meaning in your life that would maybe sustain another part of yourself, less egotistical, less vengeful, less prideful. And then you might have the chance to actually meditate. Really meditate. But the way you're going now, and the idea of trying to save a buck or two here and there, ain't gonna work. You have to be generous. You have to be kind. You have to let the whole ship fall apart and let love live you. And you're not of that ilk, not in this lifetime. So you have to go through what you have to go through. It's perfectly legitimate. Just go through it and remember my old saying when I was at the center. If you're going to suffer, suffer quietly. please forgive me. And thank you for listening, all of you. I'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.